we were not happy. Ion was not happy with the law of attraction. So I asked a while ago Ion to come up with another law to counter the law of attraction, create a new meme to counter the confusion that the law of attraction created. And Ion came up with the unlawful degree of magnetism. Is that correct? I think that's what the phrase was.
Mm-hmm.
The not the law of attraction. The Ion says the unlawful degree of magnetism. I think if to the lottery finds you, you are magnetized. It is attracted to you. Is there something? There's the word attraction in there when you think of magnetism.
Well, but now look at what you're saying. Magnetism is what draws to itself. The law of attraction says you have to be in this particular format in order to attract these things to you. And what you're saying, Bob, is much clearer, that it's actually the attracting is not being attracted to you. You are the attraction.
You are the magnet. You are the magnet.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the law of attraction says you must get yourself in position to be a
in
magnet.
Alignment.
Or it doesn't even...
It's all about polarity of why you don't have what you're desiring. And that brings that point of what you don't have up again for you to consider. And then you got to figure out, is it a North Pole to a North Pole or a South Pole or this polarity or that polarity to make it all work? And where's my car and where's my stuff? And I want it all and I want it now and I don't have it. Because your focus is great, but your polarity is against the magnetism that you're trying to exude. But if you'll just be the magnet and know that everything that is what you drew to you, then it becomes unlawful. The outcome would be unlawful. It would be outside the law of attraction.
Yeah,
be the magnet, Bob.
Yeah, you actually have everything around you. It has already been all magnetized to you. It's just allowing yourself to notice it.
And you don't have to. And if you make a law of attraction that says that you have to line yourself up and think this way and control this thought and control that feeling and believe this and don't believe that and only think happy thoughts and only blah, blah, blah and only praise the things that are about you. Now, we agree that's very wonderful, great, but that has nothing to do with bringing reality, evoking creation as a manifestation in your world.
But you
wow, that's great.
Say that the word...
Wait a minute. What, James is appreciating this. Let's allow James to... Mikey likes it. Mikey likes it.
No, I love that. That's like the hammer dropping on the law of attraction and everything. So you're saying, like, in the law of attraction and all the books and TV shows and whatnot, they say you have to be in alignment with it first. You've got to be in alignment with it first. Otherwise, you're not going to manifest anything. And you're saying that's not the case at all.
Correct. That's like trying to convince a magnet that the polarity will draw it to you. Well, if you've got the other end of the magnet, that's the one you're looking at, it repels it from you.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, well, now, wait a second. Hold on. We'll tell you. The law of attraction works real easy. If you're sitting on the unlawful degree of magnetism is real clear. If you get on those railroad tracks sooner or later, you're going to line up with a train. And you won't go to run into that train. That train will run into you.
That's the law. That's not the law of attraction. This train metaphor, is that the law of attraction?
Yes.
That's the unlawful,
degree of magnetism.
Unlawful degree of magnetism.
No, but you
was
were
that a train in the background?
Train tracks are going to get schmucked. How is that a good thing?
Well, it's not unless that's your desire. What if your desire was to off yourself by being run over by a train, and you get on the track and you sit there for 2 weeks and no train runs? Well, that would suck.
Right. So having the 6 degrees of separation, the how, when, where, why, me asking Ion about where can I get the trigger to unlock my creative attractor that allow me to create things, That's an error an erroneous image because everything there's nothing. That's why you can't find the creator. You're a magnet, and that it always is a magnet. You magnetize everything, so there's nothing more to create, so to speak.
Absolutely. And all those protons and electrons respond in kind.
You're saying that the law of attraction, that doesn't exist. Nothing exists. You know, blow it all away.
Well, no.
No, you can create it.
No. You can create it, but how's that working for you?
Yes, but question is, when you're saying this doesn't matter, that doesn't matter, but words matter. You're always going on about words.
Words are magnets. Or,
they said the polarity.
Isn't the polarity something you said in the law of attraction? The problem of attraction was it involved polarity? Didn't you say something like that?
Well, if you're on the opposite end of it, it repels more than it repels as much as it attracts.
Okay, well, then the magnet's not a useful image.
It's a law. But yeah, it's okay. It's not a problem. You just got to get the whole picture. You just got to look at the whole picture.
Wait, you're saying that don't have a polarity view of your magnetic self.
That's certainly a way, but if you've got a law about it, then you have to consider polarity because you got to overlay the new law, the rules and the regulation of why you're less than.
Okay, so unlawful can mean unpolarized degree of magnetism. The law, the unlawful.
If you don't make it be about the polarity, then it shouldn't have to. Polarity shouldn't have anything to do with you evoking a thought. And that thought becoming manifest, made manifest in the form of a creation in your world.
So, yeah, the polarity image is not useful.
Well, it's duality. So it's going to be right 50. It's like getting on a plane and your flight number is 50-50.
Right. It's, again, any cultural image is a limitation. So we have science describing magnetism, which is a polarity situation. That very image is the wrong image of your actual magnet.
Exactly. It's like gauging your mathematical schemes on time.
Right.
You're starting off from a false premise, and then you wonder why you cry and hope for so much more. It's based on a false premise because it's what the law of attraction says, is that you figure out a way to think something and really focus on that thought and then align yourself to that way of thinking and overlay that in become, make this a law that will attract this thing to you. Well, and if you're using a law, that's a rule. Well, the rule says that every conversation is two conversation. So if you're talking about polarity in this law of attraction or magnetism, then you've got to have a positive and a negative, or a north and a south polarity. Mm-hmm. That's how you engage to have something that would attract. Well, if you have to acknowledge that there are both sides of it, then half the time or as many times as you get what you want, the other side you're going to be repelling what you want because you'll have the opposing force in your duality of the law of attraction.
Somebody that's trying to get something that they want based upon this model that you're talking about, a car, a new job, whatever it is, let's just say they want a new car. What is it, if they're going to follow your formula instead of reading the books that are incorrect, what do they do?
Very simply, it starts very the same by having the thought, considering, and have the words that come out of your mouth be the thing you want, which is the car, describe the car, see the car, and that's a 3-2-1 process.
Hi, Ani, you don't have to say I want the car, just say car.
Car, yeah.
You don't have to say you want
red
it.
Red car. Right, red car. That red
just saying it as if you know you
red
can be focused.
Red fast sports car convertible.
Yeah.
Red fast sports car.
Okay.
Red fast stable interior 911 turbo.
Right.
Yes. Pirelli. 17-inch aluminum rims. Ah, see. That sets it. And now, you're not even saying it has to be your car. You just see that car. And with the unlawful degree of magnetism, that's the one that'll find you.
Right. So you're saying magnetism, you could put the word in attraction, but you would say the unlawful law of attraction. Unlawful degree of attraction. The unlawful
degree
of attraction.
Because we're not ever saying make a law. Because every time you make a law, then you're judging how you're doing based on whether you are corresponding with the degree or the intent of the law.
So the semblance of language, as you talk about what you want that's in the present without saying wanting, just car, red, like, and putting it in the present, how you assemble the language when you're doing that is going to...
The word makes it. Right there on the spot, the word has started the making of it.
Uh-huh, okay.
Fancy app, iPhone. Does your paperwork for your toilet duties for you? Well, all they have to do is say that, and you'll decide if you want that app to do the paperwork for you in the porcelain gardens.
Okay, see, can you imagine, James, an active, vibrant citizenry should be sitting on the trains. This is a public situation, and they should all be muttering to themselves what they want. They should be going, red car, you know, new app,
right.
kill Billy, you know.
Girlfriend.
If everybody was muttering to themselves, that would be an active civilization, right, Ion? Wrong, Ion?
Isn't that what you're doing now?
Right this moment?
I want oil. Those bastards are sucking the life out of us. They're holding the oil back. Our natural resources, they're not letting us have our oil. We want oil. Why can't we have oil? Why does gas have to be $5 a gallon?
As people are doing that, they are one step removed of it, watching themselves say it and not thinking the words will get it. See, they've schizoid themselves and saying words as if that'll be the way to get something, not noticing that the words are living, actual things that bring the situation as soon as you say it.
And you just about got the Gulf of Mexico full of oil, and now you're fussing, too much oil, stop the oil. They didn't have regulations. Where's the government? The government's supposed to regulate this. They appointed a czar, and he's been there 18 months, and then you just said drill, baby, drill, and that was somebody who wasn't even in office, and why do they have authority over how the oil flows, and why is Halliburton involved? McCain's in that, too. He's right there. He can't even keep track, and then it goes on and on and on and on, and you still, and ain't nobody, everybody's talking about the cleanup, but let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that oil is pouring faster now than it was in the first beginning days. Bring it on. That's what's happening. You want oil, you create it. That's how you create it.
Yeah, primitive.
The unlawful degree of magnetism.
Yeah, you know, and this is actually not what you just described, but non-literate, pre-literate people in the Garden of Eden today, they are talking and knowing that what they say happens. They're not saying, if I say this, I'll get some other administrator to do it, to respond to my vote. That's a whole apparatus that gets in the way of the simple awareness of just saying it creates it.
Absolutely. What is it? How is it they quoted it? Hey, I made it all up and it came true anyway.
Yeah, that's Foo Fighter quoting from a novel by Alan Moore, I think. It's a character. He says, I made it all up, and it came true anyway. So that's what, I spoke, and it damn well is coming true. Not coming, it is. So that's, now, isn't it interesting, James, how the mind balks at that? The Western mind, the literal mind, balks at that notion.
And yet, that is the only representation that you have on planet Earth is by having a thought, saying the words, and it shows up in your world. That's the only way you got a world, is by speaking it.
Right.
That's the only way you got a tree. That's the way you knew what a tree was. You named the tree. That's the only way you got beast.
No, that's interesting. The only reason you can know things through words is because they already exist.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Otherwise, they wouldn't.
Yeah. Well, there you go, James.
Even things that you can't explain, they call them a UFO. It is a flying object. It is an object. It is flying. We just don't know what it is, so we'll name it. It's a UFO. Okay, now we figured out what it is. Now it's an IFO. We still have no clue what it is, but they say there's UFOs, so I'll look for them. I saw a UFO, and it was an IFO, and it landed in my yard, and we put it in the bunker at Area 52.
Exactly.
That's okay.
That's a little inside joke. It's actually Area 54, James, not 51, where they actually.
Car 54.
That's the whole trick of this thing that makes this things that aren't, that aren't. Gene Roddenberry had no clue in his living life that when he was saying, beam me up, Scotty, that it would turn into communication or your cell phone technology, but cell phone technology already is.
So if you're trying to maybe attract something, the car, like we were talking about the car, you don't need to put up vision boards and meditate for 40 hours and do all that. You just need to say, red car, red car, red car, 9/11.
The really slow ones,
interior porch.
The really slow ones, might use that. if you can't hear and you only see, and you can only see what you see, a vision board then would let you see it. Okay, that's how that works. As you see it, you put it in your field of focus, and you look at it long enough till it becomes not a big deal. And when it's not a big deal, then you can have two of them.
So wait, you're saying that's a slow way to go with the eye. The eye is the slow way. The fast way is to speak it.
Yeah.
Get that,
Red Porsche, Red Porsche, Red Porsche, Red Porsche, Red Ferrari, Rolls Royce, Rolls Royce, Rolls Royce.
But then what is your other voice saying when you say Red Porsche, James?
No, impossible, no way. The other internal dialogue is going, are you out of your mind?
That allows, and the balance of the north and south polarity of that very conversation, if you don't care, then you can have, Red Porsches can exist, but not in your world. See, they can exist. What if you pictured something, James, that no one knew what was?
That no one knew what was.
You pictured a red Porsche because somebody said red Porsche, and you decided you might want to enjoy one as a preference, to prefer. So if that's the case, some people want to be able to see it. Well, what if it's something that's never been seen? How do you get that the same way?
Is there a difference between the internal dialogue, which is still a word, because people think in words, even if they're not, there's no sound coming out. If they're thinking, in their head versus actually saying it out loud, what's the difference between that? Because most people, they're going to think Red Porsche, Red Porsche, Red Porsche, and then in their head, they're going to go, no way. They're incongruent.
Right. And that's the polarity field. Well, that's activating the law of attraction. And therefore, you may be pushing the car further away than you are attracting it into your owning, driving, living in, eating, breathing, drinking, sleeping with it.
Yeah, the very thought that you have to want something is denying the power of the realization that if I just say the word, it is. And you're just evoking. That's where evoking comes in. You're evoking because it already exists. There's not anything, James, that we could think up that and have a word for that doesn't exist, unless we constantly start making crazy words to see what manifests.
Oh, you mean like Google?
Yeah, like Google.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. God, here's your sign.
Glibbity glibbity glob. If I start saying that, what would show up?
Glibbity glibbity glob.
What is that? You got any other words to explain that?
What do you mean? Why is it? What is a tree? How do you explain a tree? Well, a tree is a tree. Well, no, what is a tree? Well, a tree, what is a tree? Now you have to have somebody define it, what is for you.
Oh, okay, so glibbity glibbity glob, it does exist. Because if you say it, it evokes something. It could evoke an ancient language.
You've named it. Right.
Do you need to have an image associated with what you're saying?
Steve Forbes didn't.
He didn't what? Didn't have an image.
He didn't have to have an image. He just thought it. This would be great. I'll make a pea pod. Ooh, I'm gonna make me a pea tablet.
And he said Steve Forbes. You mean Steve Jobs?
And Forbes, both.
Steve Forbes invested in Apple. I didn't know that. When did Forbes do this? You mean at the beginning in the 70s or 80s?
Early.
Ah, and that's how he became, he got his own money, not just dependent on his father's money.
He came from money.
Yeah, Malcolm Forbes, and he did, but he created his own money.
Of course.
Okay, that's interesting.
Because money was no big deal.
That's right.
He didn't run around, I want some money, 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 because he had money. So, the people run around and say, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Yep. That's exactly why. But it's no big deal to have 20 cars, then to have 28 certainly wouldn't be that bit much bigger of a deal. But to not have one, you might as well not have. If I'm not going to have a new car, I might as well not have a nice one.
Yeah, and your images of what you think makes up being a rich person are limiting. You could imagine, a homeless person could imagine they're rich if they say they're rich and pronounce the wealth that they require in that situation.
And now there are a lot of rich people who are homeless because they don't own their home and they're living there for free. So isn't that cool?
Hey, well, right. Mary in Florida says, does this, and Mary may be a little slow on this, she says, does this work with a person, the law of attraction, the specific person? She thinks we're talking about the law of attraction. No, Mary, we're saying the law of attraction doesn't work.
Yeah, Mary,
it doesn't work, Mary.
No,
wait a minute. I am. Maybe let's give her credit. She said, okay, the unlawful degree of magnetism doesn't work. It works in general, but specifically, maybe I could sneak in the law of attraction? Yes, because you sure. can believe yourself into it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
If you
right.
don't speak it, I want it, and then I can't have it, and I'm going to get it, and then I'm not worthy. Well, I'm going to steal it, but then I'll go to jail, or I'm going to own it. If you don't balance it off with a different polarity, a different position, which repels it from you, some people just go with it.
Silver pour.
Okay. James, that's interesting. Is there a degree of aesthetics in how he says that, or just saying it, no matter how tense or panicky, it's okay? You'll get it.
Global warming, and you got global cooling. There you go. Same way.
So you're saying
you're talking about how you say it, does that have an effect on what shows up? And what they told you is that global warming is going to ruin you all, and humans have embraced that to the point and going, no. And instead what you got was global cooling.
Okay, well, that complicates this. You're saying if you say something, red Porsche.
On a large scale. We're talking about large scale.
Okay, well, someone wrote, I said that there were some questions that came in last week that we didn't get to, and maybe this is relevant, but I can quickly find it. Someone's saying, Mary. Okay, Ion, this is Mary. I don't know if she's listening now. Last week, her location was confusion. He said, I am pleased. Why sometimes it seems to me so easy to understand everything and some other times don't understand nothing?
Right.
That's the two conversations?
No, don't understand nothing is getting it.
Yeah, but she's, you know, bad grammar, but she means sometimes she feels she understands everything and other times she doesn't understand anything. Why that?
Good. That's duality. That's two conversations. So if you don't care that you have to get up under everything and try to stand up,
yeah.
and understanding is not required for you to be happy, then all of a sudden you won't give any attention to what you know and don't know. But if you don't know, you don't care to know. That's different than I'm less than because I don't know. No, I haven't even considered it. But when I do consider it, I'll let you know.
Yeah, so
you got that right.
Right, I got that. Very good. So a healthy knowing is not being concerned about knowing.
Right.
Not being concerned about knowing is the real position of knowing you should have.
Why couldn't you say this? You're going through the drive-thru and you get your food, you give the money, they give you your food, and you say, oh, by the way, thank you very much. I appreciate this food I'm about to consume. Oh, and by the way, money flows freely and easily to me. And the little girl will look at you like you've taken leave of your senses, and she'll say, congratulations, or manager, we need some help over here, or okay. So you can inform. You're not trying to tell her something. You're trying to get your ears to hear one more time that money flows freely and easily to you. And if you just get busy about being happy rather than being concerned about being right, everything you want will show up for you post haste.
Now, prayer. What about silent prayer? Prayer is asking. That's not
asking.
That's not recognizing that the words you say evoke right there. Asking is putting it off. I'm saying not noticing. Okay, so prayer. Silent prayer is a slow way. And you say, well, I'm going to keep this to myself and think it and ask it. I understand it's a slow way. I want to go with the slow route. But if I wanted to get what I want, just know I say it and don't do the silent prayer route.
Absolutely. Vesta Goodman, we love Vesta Goodman, and anybody that knew Vesta Goodman, anybody, they'd tell you quick that she would quote the scriptures in her prayers and askings, that she would quote the scriptures like she was trying to convince God himself that it applied. She knew the power of words, and she would create in her. She had contrast. She created it. Mm. But every when she had something come along, she'd speak the word, and the word was. And then the word became a foundation by which she could experience power in her life. And if they, she's much more well known for speaking the word to God, praying to God herself, just like she was trying to tell God something.
And she would say it out loud. She'd pray out loud.
You better believe it. You better believe it. She'd tell it right quick. And she didn't care what you if you liked it or not or offended you or not. It didn't make one little flipping bit of a stitch to her. But she knew that that was the essence of the evoking of the power that she already had. If you listen to actual the songs that were best, it was always about coming into your power. It was always coming into your kingdom. It was always looking for a city where you never die. And if you've not found it yet, you can hear those words, and if that'll soothe you to the place where you could, then that hope realm can activate. It wasn't to get it yourself. It was to lay it out, to show how powerful the words were, and that power that you could know was real is how you tapped into the power that you already had.
You are going to get contrast from your evocation. That's a given.
Mm-hmm.
You are, because that's your way of knowing.
Exactly. That's the way you validate. When you get the red, shiny Porsche Carrera 911,
it will crash at some point.
And you wrap it around, and the wheels will fall off of it sooner or later. Okay? Or if you wrap it around a big oak tree, then you'll have contrast. And you'll go, oh, I love that red Porsche Carrera 911. Oh, I just love it. I miss it so. I think I'll have another one. I really do miss it. I may not get the turbo this time because let me tell you what. Then what you need to know is that oak tree don't give. But that's how you know. That's why people that are well in their body, they never appreciate or even speak of the wellness that they enjoy till they get a little twinge or a little bit or a little blap or a bloop or bloop or a slope or a poop or a pop or a plip or a projectile vomiting or something falls off of them. Then they go, oh, no, it's over. I'm losing hair. Oh, no.
If you say words, they have to be... No, they can't. No, you can have unmanifested dreams.
Say words, they are.
Well, does that mean manifesting when you say are?
Absolutely. They are, yes.
They got to show up somewhere.
They are. That's exactly correct. And if you decide to leave your body before they're realized, they go to the guff. And if you decide to have them manifested while you're here in your meat sack body, then they are here eternally.
You know, what's interesting, the law of attraction does work with the magnetic principle, but it has a law about it. You're doing the law of attraction, so we could say your law is the unlawful law of attraction, but you're calling it the unlawful degree of magnetism, defined to
correct.
It. But the law of attraction is implying magnetism in the universe.
Well, of course, but it's only right half the time.
Right, okay. So Robert,
they run around with a secret, and then Saturday Night Live makes a parody skit about it and undoes any good that it is. But Saturday Night Live got the word out that there's a secret.
Right.
Well, the problem with the secret is they didn't tell you what the secret was. They just told you there was a secret. They didn't tell you what the secret was. So congratulations, sports fans, you got it. Now you know there's something you can't know. Okay. Good.
Okay, Ian, if you say the word secret, and you don't say what the secret is, but you say the word secret, you're generating not the revelation of secret, you're generating more questions.
More less than it.
More less
more
than.
More degrees of separation.
Right, okay.
What is the secret? What is the secret?
Let's just clarify this one more term. Verbal spoken word with sound is more powerful than internal dialogue when you're trying to get the red Porsche, right?
Yes.
Ion? Yes. Okay.
Yes.
So,
yes.
So
because
when,
you got one mouth and two ears.
Yeah, why do you bring that up? You bring up this mouth and two ears and an anus. What's that point?
You got two ears, so you should use them twice as much as you do your mouth. and at least as much as you do your rectum. The mouth is what's telling your ears what's important.
Okay, so you take your powerful organ of the mouth and don't say anything to anybody else's ears. Say it to your own ears so you can get the full power of the words.
Right.
Absolutely. The dynamic is very simple, because then you get, if you're not speaking the words out loud, you're just bantering the thought, because you're going to think. If you could get to the place where you know, then you could speak to what is, your ears could hear it and convince your mind that your keys are in your hand, and then you don't have to think, you wonder where you lost them, you'll know where they are.